This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. We're diving into the crucial topic of workplace communication within the Australian automotive industry. It's more than just talking. It's the engine, you know, that drives efficiency and success.
Precisely. Miscommunication can lead to costly errors, missed deadlines, and even safety hazards in a high-stakes environment like automotive manufacturing.
So what are the key components that make for effective communication in this sector?
Clear and concise messaging, active listening, and utilizing the right channels for different types of information are paramount.
Right. And what about the different roles involved? How does communication flow across departments?
That's a complex web involving engineers, managers, production line workers, and even external suppliers. Each needs specific information delivered in a way they can understand.
Let's start with a concise description. What exactly is effective workplace communication in the Australian automotive industry?
It's about ensuring everyone from the CEO to the assembly line worker understands their role, responsibilities, and how their work contributes to the overall goals. It's about fostering a culture of open dialogue, feedback, and collaboration. In the automotive industry, where precision and safety are paramount, clear communication is not just beneficial, it's essential. A single miscommunication can have cascading effects, leading to delays, defects, or even accidents.
Yeah, I see. Why is this topic so vital for the Australian automotive sector specifically?
The Australian automotive industry is highly competitive and technologically advanced. Effective communication is crucial for managing complex projects, adapting to rapid technological changes, and maintaining high safety standards. It also plays a key role in fostering a positive and productive work environment, which is essential for attracting and retaining skilled workers.
What are some of the key components of effective workplace communication in this context?
We've touched on some, but let's break it down. Clear and concise language is vital, avoiding jargon where possible. Active listening ensures everyone understands the message. Choosing the right communication channel, email for formal updates, instant messaging for quick queries, face-to-face meetings for complex discussions is crucial. Regular feedback mechanisms, both upward and downward, are also essential. And finally, a culture of respect and open communication is fundamental.
Okay, what are some key terms associated with this topic?
Terms like active listening, nonviolent communication, feedback mechanisms, communication channels, cross-functional communication, risk communication, and safety communication all play a significant role.
Who is typically involved in implementing effective communication strategies within an automotive company?
Human resources departments often lead the charge, developing communication plans and training programs. However, it's a collaborative effort. Management teams need to champion the initiative, and line managers play a crucial role in implementing the strategies within their teams. It's not just a top-down approach. It requires buy-in and participation from everyone.
Right. How does this topic integrate with other components of the automotive industry?
It's interwoven with everything. Think about supply chain management. Clear communication with suppliers is vital for timely delivery of parts. Consider quality control. Effective communication ensures defects are identified and addressed promptly. Safety protocols rely heavily on clear and consistent communication. Even innovation and product development benefit from open communication and collaboration.
Which job roles would typically possess a strong understanding of effective workplace communication within the automotive industry?
Human resources professionals, of course, but also managers at all level, supervisors, team leaders, and even skilled tradespeople. Effective communication is not limited to office-based roles. It's essential across the entire organization. Even those on the production line need to communicate effectively with their colleagues and supervisors.
I see. Are there any specific certifications or training programs relevant to this area?
Yes, many organizations offer training in communication skills, conflict resolution, and leadership communication. Certifications in project management often incorporate communication strategies as well.
Let's try a different angle. How does the concept of effective workplace communication in the automotive industry relate to other areas of life, such as sports, family, or school?
The parallels are striking. In sports, clear communication between team members is crucial for success. In families, open communication fosters strong relationships. In schools, effective communication between teachers and students is essential for learning. The principles are the same: clear messaging, active listening, and mutual respect. The context might change, but the underlying need for effective communication remains constant.
So it's not just about nuts and bolts, it's about people and relationships.
Exactly. It's about building a culture of trust and collaboration where everyone feels heard and valued. This is as important in a car factory as it is in a family home or a sports team.
Are there any emerging trends or challenges related to workplace communication in the Australian automotive industry?
The increasing use of technology presents both opportunities and challenges. While digital communication tools can enhance efficiency, they can also lead to misinterpretations if not used carefully. Maintaining a human touch and ensuring inclusivity in the digital age are crucial. Another challenge is managing communication across diverse teams with individuals from different cultural backgrounds and communication styles.
Right. How can companies address these challenges?
Investing in training programs that focus on intercultural communication and digital literacy is essential. Companies should also establish clear communication protocols and guidelines for using various digital tools. Promoting a culture of open dialogue and feedback can help address misunderstandings and build stronger relationships.
So, in essence, effective workplace communication in the Australian automotive industry is not just a nice to have, it's a fundamental requirement for success, safety, and a positive work environment.
Absolutely. It's the fuel that drives the engine of productivity and innovation.
That was a great discussion. Thank you.